Hi everyone, this is Kathy York. As small business owners suffered through the overwhelm known as 2020, I know some of us used a bit of the shutdown time to rework company procedures. And in that spirit, I've updated the flagship to my non-overwhelm series that began in 2018. Even without a pandemic, this part of my business journey was painful. How can it take so much time to figure out simple business processes? Well, mainly because those big honking courses we took or business books we read were often taught or written by people who don't own a company. They've never been the little guy. They've always had a boss, but they've never been the boss. And as Dogbert would shout as he waves a disgusted paw, bah! So here's my take. For new subscribers, this may be your first look into my new word, non-overwhelm. I hope you grab a helpful tidbit or three. There's nothing here that was difficult once I thought of it. See how this works? Now you don't have to waste all that time getting to the practical. Happy New Year. My friend's eyes were deer in headlights big, and his eyebrows shot up, way up, and he said, "It takes you hours to update your website or to write a post?" The same thing has probably happened to you. Others rarely understand the complexity of our work. They don't see the details behind task A. They've never even heard of task H, but we deal with A through Z regularly. As business owners, it's easy to get overwhelmed with it all. And I decided long ago I wasn't too crazy about overwhelmed. So I developed a 7-part solution to keeping ducks in rows. And I coined a new word, non-overwhelm. Today I share the first 5 steps in my process to keep it all together, business and life-wise, without heading into the overwhelmed territory. And the first section I call my perfect in quotes. If you're a landscaper or a software developer, an error on your website, it isn't such a big deal. It's met with, "Oh, too bad, someone missed that." But one service I offer is suggesting improvements for your website's ease of use factor, your usability factor. Let's make it easier for your visitors to get to yes, okay? Well, errors on my pages, making my site difficult to use, credibility lost. And like you, there are some places I can't mess up. And my question to you is, where must you be perfect? What's the visible part of your business where you cannot afford to make mistakes? For the landscaper I mentioned, those bushes must make it through their first year and still look great. The software developer, clients' websites must work 24/7 immediately, and keeping up with it all can be overwhelming. So here are the first 5 steps I take to non-overwhelm. And no matter your area of expertise, you can tweak this information for your use, and we can discuss that on a Zoom call. Step 1, create your base. When I started my entrepreneurial journey, my focus was on writing, editing, and proofreading. Now, I come from the world of contract technical training and writing, most often in an IT environment, and I perfected several blog posts on weekends for my own company while working for the man. How did I build in my step 1 non-overwhelm? Well, I looked at it this way. I needed 6 months of articles to support my goal, which was having good examples of my work on display while pursuing client projects. For you, it might be landscaping a friend's yard or creating their website while you still have time to change your procedures or find better suppliers. Experience, glowing testimonials, and several examples to show others, pure gold. And while we're at it, we can build procedures to make the journey more enjoyable. And now we get to step two, set up your process, you know, set up those procedures. My three best upfront company process decisions were specifying a weekly My Biz Day where I work on my business, not in it, you know, no client projects, setting up a schedule for posting articles and no shirking on that, stay with it so my subscribers always know what's coming, and then creating a paper checklist every Friday for the next week. Now, my checklist shows a catch-up day. It builds in time for client work in case I need it, and it allows me to update my website when needed. And it doesn't impact my schedule because it's a catch-up day. Building in the step two non-overwhelm. Now, our list may be different, but the purpose is the same, to keep us on track. Now, surprising side effects of my first and third bullet points. The first one about My Biz Day. That day is so different from client work, it's relaxing. And the other one, my checklist, helps me sleep at night because my brain rests too. I'm not trying to remember everything. And then step three, this one's kind of hard. Follow your process. No matter how difficult, stick with your plan at the start of every week. As you move through each day, tweak the steps as needed. And then by week's end, you'll have your updated process. Test it next week and change what doesn't work. See, it's small steps. It's not a quick fix. It's a paradigm shift. Don't allow other projects to sneak in where they don't belong. And creating the catch-up day was a non-overwhelm leap forward for me. The non-critical projects that want to sneak into My Biz Day, for example, I move them to the next Monday. It's instant peace of mind, and it builds in accomplishment because, again, I'll have something on Monday that I get done. Okay, building in that step three non-overwhelm. On My Biz Day, I spend most of my time improving things. My website, my Pinterest boards, post to the LinkedIn groups where I participate, or maybe a checklist needing my attention. This creates built-in calm and encouragement. For one thing, I get to methodically see projects come together into their final result. Just in case, I leave time to address WordPress maintenance issues and delegate the work to others if necessary. And I know, no matter our business, delegating is not easy. It used to be just us, and it's hard to let go. But once we can, it's liberating. Okay, step four, I call it rinse and repeat, as it tells us on the shampoo bottle, repeat as necessary. Now, no matter the timeline, the non-overwhelm process is the same. These five steps. One, give yourself plenty of time to perform the work. Two, walk away and let it season a bit. You know, think about it a bit. Number three, revisit it later. Number four, make the process better. And then number five is repeat all of those steps. And sometimes the make it better step comes from a hard lesson. A shrub dies in the sun, or a website link goes nowhere. Well, add a note to your lessons learned file, update your options in step three, which remember was follow your process, and move on. And when I get to this part, people say, move on? How? We have an angry client. You know, something died or something didn't work. No, we don't, because we build in the non-overwhelm. Here's how we do it. When we try something new, we start with friends or maybe a trusted client needing the product or service. See, because they know we're learning and they provide helpful feedback. Step five, maintain and grow. Regularly schedule a time to maintain and grow your business. Now, here are three parts of my ongoing maintenance. It might help you. Okay, using part of my catch-up day when necessary when it comes to maintenance. Learning about my craft from others, maybe their blog posts or their training courses. And attending specially selected networking venues. And then building in step five, non-overwhelm. The catch-up day is my biggest non-overwhelm boost. Try it. It's time to wrangle those little bits and pieces and march those ducks into rows. Monday is my catch-up day because it gives my week a positive start. I accomplish something quickly on the first day back in the office. Researching ideas from others in our fields keeps us motivated. That's calming too, and that's the blog posts or the courses. And then regarding networking, I strongly suggest building a professional live network, not just online groups. It took me 2 years to explore local face-to-face venues and finally winnow the list down to the two best groups for me. It was tiring, but it was worth the effort. And don't forget, the word maintain can mean actual maintenance, whether it's working with my webmaster, maybe my computer expert, or during the office admin, I schedule ongoing maintenance. It's huge in the non-overwhelmed department. Try it. I know it works. Okay, here's your takeaway. No matter your area of expertise, incorporating non-overwhelm steps can add peace to your business processes. And a note, I'd be glad to help you get past business owner overwhelm. Let's think through possibilities in creating your more peaceful environment. What is your favorite way to build non-overwhelm into your schedule? Join the conversation. Please share in the comments section, send this post to a buddy, and subscribe so you won't miss my other helpful tech and text posts. And I promise no inbox stuffing or sharing your personal information. Let's all learn from each other. And again, Happy New Year. And I want to thank you for your time today. I know you're busy. Email me if you have questions about this post. It's Kathy@KathyYork.com. And that's KathyYork. I hope to hear from you soon. Bye.